Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Brian Wachter joins us. He's Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. Then Brian Rippett, President of the Nevada State Education Association. A busy show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Brian Wachter. He is Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
What were the biggest highlights for you in the political races in the election that we've just held?
Well, I think the trend of how partisan some of these races have gotten, you know, a trend that we've seen on the presidential scale, we've certainly seen statewide, but how much it's gotten into, you know, I think judicial races, the nonpartisan races, and the interesting dichotomy of some folks, you know, current elected officials that we would have considered pretty far right, apparently weren't right enough. And so I think that is a very interesting trend that we're going to have to watch to see how and what consequences it has in the November election.
Do you think the public is of that mind? And when I say the public, not the primary public, but the general public.
Well, I think we've seen, you know, primary races where they tend to be those kinds of contests. I think for me, it was interesting to see it even on lower, you know, nonpartisan races. But I think we're going to see an electorate that is much more involved, I think, politically going into the general election. What we've seen is that politics is going to play a central role given, you know, the health crisis that we're under, the economic crisis that we're under, the social justice crisis that we're seeing. These are issues that are all going to be foot and center to a political election over the next 4 or 5 months.
Let's talk about the a couple of congressional races. CD4 looks like it's going to be a brutal Republican-Democrat contest.
Yes, you've got Mr. Marchant going up against the current Congressman Horsford. I think you're going to have obviously two organizations, you know, maybe sort of a proxy battle there between what is going to be run on the presidential cycle. You know, we don't have any statewide races on the ballot. So instead, we're going to see a dichotomy between those congressional races and the presidential cycle. But you still can't, I think, discount the voter registration in that particular district. Horsford has proven that he's capable of understanding that district, and I think it's certainly his to lose.
One of the things that's going to come up, the media has certainly respected Congressman Horsford and his family's privacy, but I have a funny feeling that that the campaigns are not going to respect that at all, and that not only are you going to see the attacks coming from the Republican candidate side, but also from super PACs.
Well, certainly, I think we always have a case where we wish the issues were front and center in an election, and that we wish voters were paying attention to who knew the issues and what was going on. I think it's going to be incumbent upon what is found out. There's no reason to believe the congressman was using public resources or public assets to further or perpetuate this particular situation. And so for, you know, certainly on my end, it's a conversation between he and Mrs. Horsford, and certainly not meant for, I think, public consumption.
Let's turn to CD3, which has, you know, gotten electric here in the last week or so because of the revelations that Congresswoman Lee helped pass a bill that her husband, through his gaming company, was able to take advantage of as far as the PPP loans. This was not something that was done specifically for him, but she is getting tarred with that brush from a super PAC already. How do you think that's going to play in CD3, which is flip-flop between Republican and Democrat during its life?
Well, I hope that that is not the issue that is going to determine who represents CD3 in Congress. And I'll say for our members from the Retail Association standpoint, the ability to have casinos access the PPP program was a lifeblood that saved many jobs, livelihoods. It stopped folks from being unemployed, which is what we don't want at the moment. And so to give a junior or, you know, a freshman congresswoman from CD3 kind of these powers to have suggested that she did this to benefit a particular beneficiary for her husband, I think ignores the political process, and it ignores how important making sure that those employees of any company were able to stay employed so that they aren't facing the economic catastrophe that left with those who weren't lucky enough to access that program and keep their employees.
All right, let's take a break. More with Brian Wachter when we come back.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC. The highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Brian Wachter. He is the Senior VP of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada. Are your concerns greater for the second year rather than the first year? Because $1 billion to $1.5 billion is a huge number.
Well, it is a huge number, but we have to be able to take a look at where the economy is. and what we're doing. I think the most important thing has to be 400,000 Nevadans who have lost their job back into the workforce. That's how we're going to be able to return tax revenue, local government revenue, school district revenue to its previous level if we have people engaging the economy. The only way they can do that without government going broke is to be. So we're hoping that the legislature during this session doesn't take actions that put up hurdles or make it more difficult for businesses to realize that goal, which is putting people back out.
As you look at the situation, a lot of people, oh, I shouldn't say a lot, but several important people like Jeremy Aguero have talked about, you know, as much as a two-year timeline for us to get back to where we were before. On the other hand, you're seeing casinos ramping up faster than we had anticipated because they're getting so much business. Do you think it's going to be a faster recovery?
Well, what we've seen is a lot of pent-up demand. And we're starting to see, we've got numbers now for enough time period that we're starting to see patterns develop and certainly spending patterns. So if you take a look at the total spending reduction that we've had since March, 50% of that is because of a reduction in spending from the top 25% of income earners in the country. The bottom 25% of income earners only account for a 5% reduction in total spending. And a lot of that has to look at the government stimulus that came into play. Also the fact that many saw an increase in wages from unemployment. And so what we're experiencing now, I believe, is kind of that pressure being released as states are reopening for that pent-up demand and income to start making itself known. We still have in place in Nevada kind of a moratorium on evictions. So that's still kind of a situation that could present itself as being difficult. But as we are seeing in that higher income top 25 percentile bracket, these folks are not really decreasing spending in other areas besides person-to-person services. So for instance, landscaping services, we've seen an increase in spending. We've seen an increase in the top 25% purchasing swimming pools, those kinds of services. So what we haven't seen is a decrease in income for that level, but a reallocation of where they're spending it. And because Nevada's economy is so reliant on services, which is something that multiple studies as well as the Retail Association has been saying for a while now, Nevada is going to fill that disproportionately, I think, to the rest of the country. So how important it is to make sure that people are comfortable with those person-to-person services.
You know, it was interesting. Michael Mack was on the program, who owns Mack's Pawn, and he was saying that the middle-income folks that patronize his store, which he considers to be a luxury end store, has gone through the roof. It's not been down at all. It's, in fact, been the other direction, where he says people are sitting on plenty of cash.
I think that's true. The question is going to be, is that sustainable? You know, the additional $600 benefit for unemployment expires at the end of July unless Congress acts differently. And there are repercussions to keeping that going as well, which is we've seen from businesses an inability to get employees to maybe come back to work. And that continues to be an issue. So there's going to be pros and cons to any of this. But as long as that income is being artificially heightened because of government stimulus, we aren't going to be seeing the huge decreases that would normally come from this type of recession.
All right, that's where we got to leave it for now, but I'm figuring that I'll be seeing you in Carson City here in the next couple of weeks. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Thanks for being
here. And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're delighted to welcome to the program Brian Rippett. He is the president of the Nevada State Education Association. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, crazy time, obviously, to say the least. So much to talk about. Let's start out with the cuts that the governor has already proposed to the legislature. What are your immediate concerns about those?
Well, the governor has education as a top priority, and not just a top priority, the top priority. That being said, there are obviously some cuts proposed to the education budget, and we're very, very concerned. We made some significant progress in the last couple of sessions with some great leadership in the Senate and the Assembly, and then with the governor in this last session, really pushed forward, and we cannot go back and lose that progress. We don't want any cuts, obviously. The major thing is we need to have the money available so we can safely reopen the schools and have the kids and the students and the adults be there on campus safely. And we're very concerned that there might be some compromises in that if the funding's not there.
Is there any particular compromise that you're concerned about at the top of the list?
So, you know, it's a lot of moving parts in the funding system, and there's the local revenues and the state makeup. So all that's a little bit complicated, but the biggest thing would be there's a very good framework that the Department of Education has put out, led by Joan Ebert, and great recommendations, a lot of detail with safety, but we're concerned that if there's not funding to do those things correctly, that they just might not get done. And so specifically, I'm thinking about transportation. We cannot jam 50 or 60 kids on one bus.
Well, let's be specific. I mean, Joan was on the program a couple of weeks ago and talking about this, and she is recommending social distancing in the classroom and on the buses. And I'm thinking, you know, A, we don't have enough teachers to begin with. B, we have a certain amount of buses and a certain amount of drivers. How do you make that happen?
So we're going to have to adjust the time frame. So if typically there's one route or two routes for a certain area, that might take three or four routes. And so adjusting the time and maybe, you know, when kids arrive and then the length of time they're at school. So all those things need to be open with possibilities and then with some analysis to see if it's going to work. When I think about the actual school itself, I think about, okay, just with school nutrition and the meals. My own children go to a small school, and we have two folks in the kitchen, so to speak, and the kids line up, and there's a pretty efficient, but it's a dense system. Those two folks are not going to be enough to feed the kids. We're gonna have to find another way. Now, those same two folks then move down to the grade school that's adjacent, because, you know, for efficiency's purposes. But if we now go from serving for an hour to serving to 2 or 3 hours, which might be necessary, we have to have those funds available. And it's not really in the typical education budget to think that way, but we have to have these resources to do it safely.
All right, so, I mean, we're already looking at huge cuts this year, but the following year, it's even greater. So, I mean, you have to be looking at this and going, because, I mean, everything you're saying makes total sense, but it's a question of if the money isn't there, you can't get blood from a stone.
Well, We don't have all stones in Nevada. There's an ability to find revenue. We do believe in shared sacrifice. We're going through a very special, difficult time. But at the very least, we would expect that for every dollar of cuts into the system, there would be at least a dollar in new revenue. To shut off the idea that we cannot have revenue is not responsible.
So where would you? And I'm not meaning to hammer on you in any way. I'm just asking questions here. I mean, where would that revenue come from at a time when, you know, this huge portion of the state is unemployed? So where do you even go to think in terms of increasing taxes, for example?
Well, we need the revenue. One source, obviously, is the federal government, which would be we're hoping and expecting. But our tax system, it's full of exemptions. I was just thinking on the way here, like when I first moved to Nevada a little over 20 years ago, there was a big debate about exemptions. And if I were to buy a Picasso, which I would never be able to afford to do, there would be no taxes on that. But if I buy a print at Target or TJ Maxx, I would pay taxes on that picture. So there are sources of revenue there. We expect this to not be an eternal or long-term situation in our economic situation, but a child's education is long-term, and we can't shortchange a kid now just because we're in an economic downturn.
And fair enough. But some of the people that have been on the program here in the last couple of weeks, Jeremy Aguero, Jan Jones, have talked about this being, you know, potentially two, sometimes even people are now talking about 3 years of a downturn before we get back to where we were before. I mean, that's got to be pretty scary.
It is, especially when you think of it in terms of our students. So you're talking about from a first grader to a fourth or fifth grader. So are we willing to sacrifice the education of an entire cohort of kids when they are learning to read, then reading to learn, and enjoying getting the basis of their whole lifetime education? Are we going to cut those kids and not allow them to go to school safely? That's not a reasonable choice.
When you look at the social distance learning, are you comfortable that the kids have gotten what they would have gotten in the classroom over these last few months?
Well, that's an interesting way to think about education. There's no replacement for one-to-one in-person, not just instruction, but the in-person relationships that the teacher and the adults and the students have.
Which is a huge part. You know, the more you read about this, the more you understand that learning social interaction at a very young age is so important to development as an adult.
Right, and back to your point about 2, 3, 4 years, we can't cut off those developments for an entire cohort of Nevada students. They have not had the same instruction, but the things that have happened have really changed the way I hope that we look at education. We now have real examples of why government is important, why social issues are important, how we're going to deal with things. Who made this policy? Why is it allowed that we could shut things down? Well, that's part of our society, and we need to have those discussions. The kids do not have the exact same math facts that they would have had, but they've had opportunities for all kinds of other exposure and learning. And learning is not linear. There's so many ways and possibilities to learn, and I have no doubt that the children will be able to make it up in the next 80 years of their life as they move on.
Well, you're certainly planning long term here.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. What about, in urban areas, for the most part, you have things like high-speed internet. But when you go out into the poor areas of town and you go out into rural Nevada, the ability for kids to be able to learn through distance learning using internet is much more, solid.
Absolutely, and that's something that the idea that we can just adjust to an internet instruction, it's not viable. We have to have in-person instruction and have those relationships built. And it's so much more than instruction. It's how you learn. Facts can be delivered in a number of ways, but education is not delivering of facts. It's development of the mind and relationships and how those things interact and interrelate. As we're seeing, in a way, in, you know, in society in Nevada that we haven't had to think about in a long, long time.
Quick question here. We've only got about 30 seconds left. Because of this crisis, is there going to be a coming together of NSEA and the Clark County Education Association? Because there's been a bit of a war going on for a while now. But in a time of crisis, your two organizations going to come together in favor of education for kids?
Crisis does bring opportunity sometimes in a strange way. We have many common shared values, and so I don't see that would be an impossibility. There's some wounds there, but there are some wonderful individuals that I'm in contact with, and making sure that we can do what's best for the kids. So we don't have anything formal right now, more to come.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, man. I really appreciate it. A tough time, and we'd love to have you come back and tell us more once we know what happens out of the special session.
Right. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.